Lake Effect Weekend continues on Milwaukee Public Radio. I'm Mitch Teich. The city of Cedarburg is known for its strong local art scene. For example, it hosts one of the largest outdoor plein air painting festivals in the state. And it's getting a new fine arts museum, the Cedarburg Art Museum. Ironically, though, this new community institution opens only because another one closed. When the much-loved Ozaukee Bank was sold to BMO Harris Bank, the directors wanted to give the community a not-so-little parting gift. Director Jill Hepburn tells Lake Effect Stephanie Lecce the museum's unusual origins fit in with the former bank's mission.
Ozaukee Bank was one of the leading small banks in the state and is definitely the dominant bank in Ozaukee County. And they played the role of a traditional community bank in sort of that old It's a Wonderful Life tradition, in that they were a part of the community and they knew everybody. You could come in and everybody said hi and they knew your name, and they really felt like that. And it was a place where people actually got out of their cars and went into the bank because they always knew the tellers and the people knew their faces, and it was just a part of the community. But beyond that, as part of their marketing strategy, they used contributions to community organizations as ways to get their name out and to build that support from the community and get people to come into the bank and be a bank by saying, well, we'll support you, and then come in and be a part of our banking operation because we are a part of the community.
Why did they want to continue that giving back to the community even when the bank was being sold to BMO Harris?
Well, I think it was because it was the essence of who they were as a bank. It's sort of interesting to watch as the bank was being sold. It was almost like the community was mourning the loss of this bank because it was so integrated into the community. The people that worked there loved to work there. The people who banked there loved to bank there. And I think the directors felt that they really felt that deeply, and that is who they were. And so they felt it was appropriate to give back to the community because the community have given so much to them also.
Now, giving back is one thing. Creating an entire art museum is another. Tell us how the foundation that the bank created came to this idea of creating a fine arts museum.
The first part of the story is the directors put aside some money in a foundation called the Gift to the Future Fund. That was to support the organizations that they had always supported. The directors knew that by being bought by a larger bank, the chances of the community support in the same way wouldn't be the same. So they wanted to make sure that some of those organizations continued to get funding. So they created this foundation that would support the Cultural Center, River Edge Nature Center, some of the other organizations. But the founder of the bank had always collected art for the walls of the bank, and the bank, you know, every office had beautiful local artworks on its walls. And so the idea was to then embrace the idea as Cedarburg as a arts community and take some of those artworks, 49, and donate them to this foundation with the idea that they would eventually be the basis of an art museum in Cedarburg.
Now, in the interest of full disclosure, the bank president and the art collector is your husband.
That is true.
So tell me about the development of the Cedarburg Art Museum. These 49 works of art are on display where?
So it just so happens a friend and I were having lunch in a little cafe downtown Cedarburg, and we noticed that that one of the historic buildings downtown was for sale, and we wanted to just take a peek. So we walked across the street and peeked in the windows. And then I went to and we just saw what a beautiful building, how intact it was. It's just a charming building. And immediately it came to mind that this was a place for the art museum. And it wasn't – the art museum was something that was an idea that could happen whenever and not necessarily at this point in time. And I wasn't necessarily going to be involved in it. But it just was like serendipity, and it made sense. So we went to the I went to the foundation and I said, I think I found the place for the art museum. And then that set everything in motion. The directors agreed, and the community really agreed. Once we got up and running and people have come into the museum, everybody said, oh, I've always wanted to go into this building. But it was never in – it was a real estate office. So unless you had business there, you didn't feel like you could just walk in the door. So once that happened, then the next part was just to – because no advanced planning was done for the museum except for, well, we have these artworks. Then, and now we have a building, and now let's create the structure of an art museum. And that's where the community really rallied around the project.
I mean, how do you do that? How do you create a museum out of whole cloth. I mean, most of the time you have the building and then you fill it with works. In this case, you had the opposite. You had the works first and needed to find the building and then create this institution.
Definitely, you would typically do it the other way around, or there'd be more advanced planning, that there'd be, you know, more thought in it. So basically, the building was bought at the end of 2012, and we put a blurb in the newspaper in January of 2013, and people came to the door and said, "I want to volunteer." And I have people from all walks of life who have experience in all the different areas that I needed help with. It was sort of, you know, it's, you know, not to sound hokey, but sort of magical in the way that I needed people who understood how to put an exhibit on, and those people showed up, and I needed people to design a logo for me, and that person showed up, and then I have someone who has put together our gift shop for us. It was really, really interesting how that unfolded, and people were new to the community coming to the door and saying, "Well, I heard about this new thing. I want to be involved. I want to meet some new people." And it's really been really inspirational. And when those nights when I'm working way too many hours, it really has kept me going, having all of those people just toiling away with the idea that we were creating something new and exciting in Cedarburg.
This is really a community institution.
Oh, absolutely. We are 100% volunteer. Ultimately, if you look at it, the foundation was given to us by the community, because that money that the directors were able to put aside was money that was earned from the community. So in all senses of the word, it is a community museum, and it continues to be as we move forward. And our mission is to support not just the arts in Cedarburg and not just to create a permanent collection and permanent record of Cedarburg's art scene, but it's also to support the Cedarburg community as a community and as a place that's vibrant and interesting place to live.
What's next for the museum?
We're open, and we're having a grand opening this Sunday, just an ice cream social to say, "Hey, come look at us, and we want to thank you, and we want to just share our excitement about the museum." Going forward, we have our exhibits committee is working on coming up with some really fun and interesting exhibits. Through November, we'll have artworks from the Ozaukee Bank collection on exhibit, except for in one room we will have an exhibit by plein air painter Shelby Keefe, who won the very first plein air competition that Cedarburg had. She was the first winner, and the Art Museum has every year's winner for the last 13 years, which is pretty – it's a beautiful collection and just a fun piece of history for Cedarburg. But she has an exhibit this month, and she actually this month just happens to be on the cover of Plein Air magazine, a national magazine. So serendipity came to our aid. In December, we will have a Cedarburg Christmas card collection, both historic Christmas cards and Christmas cards created currently by working artists in a celebration of Christmas and of art and again that word community. It'll be really fun, and it's with having the historic building, it's really fun to have that juxtaposition of the old and the new together in the building. Starting in February, we're going to have an Edmund Schiltnick exhibit. He was a plein air painter in the 1920s and came through Cedarburg and did some paintings. So there's 11 of his paintings, and they're beautiful and really quintessential Cedarburg. Then going forward, we have a number of exhibits going beyond that. And our big exhibit that we're working towards is a Bernard Schneider exhibit in fall of 2014. And he was one of the nation's premier panoramic painters, but he also painted in Cedarburg. There was a little place called Hilgen Springs where painters and people who wanted to enjoy the summer would come and party and paint and all that sort of good stuff. And he painted in Cedarburg along with some other artists. So we have some images from Cedarburg and Milwaukee that he painted at the turn of the last century. Now, he was painting in Cedarburg at the same time that our building was built. So there's a chance that perhaps he was even in our building. So that's sort of a fun connection. And that'll be a really interesting and of regional importance exhibit we're looking forward to.
Well, Jill Hepburn, we're going to have you on again in the future to tell us more about what's happening at the Cedarburg Art Museum.
I would love to share more with you. Thank you.
Jill Hepburn is the director of the new Cedarburg Art Museum. Its grand opening ice cream social is Sunday. You can find more information about the event and the museum's upcoming exhibits at wuwm.com/lakeeffect. She spoke with Stephanie Lecce. Well, that is all for today's show, and I'm so glad we could be a part of your weekend plans. I'm Mitch Teich. Lake Effect Weekend airs Saturday and Sunday afternoon at 3. Our weekday edition airs Monday through Friday at 10 each morning. Hope you'll join us again soon for another edition of Lake Effect from 89.7 WUWM Milwaukee Public Radio. We're NPR in Milwaukee. Stay tuned for All Things Considered coming your way next.